You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's only halfway through the week and already it's been quite an eventful week for a company called Copper 360. They put out two SENS announcements, one yesterday and one today. I'm joined on the line by the company's Chief Executive Officer, Jan Nelson, to reflect on these SENS announcements. Good evening, Jan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with today's SENS announcement. Quite a monumental achievement. First time that we're seeing copper out of the Northern Cape in 21 years. Tell us more.
Hi, Jimmy. Yes, it's a fantastic achievement for our team. Our concentrate plant that we recently acquired from Nama Copper went into production, and we actually shipped the first concentrate off today from that plant, and it's the first copper concentrate that has gone out of that region in 21 years. So it marks quite an historic event, and I think it's the start of returning South Africa to one of the major copper producers in the world again.
Jan, what does this mean for production outputs going forward? You mentioned that this is the first step, obviously, in that right direction for copper outputs. When the plant is operating optimally, when everything is lined up as it should be from where we are now, how much copper will you guys be able to produce and export from the mine or from the region?
Yes, we've got another two plants coming online within the next 3 months. So we will, within the next 12 months, start producing about 10,000 tons of copper metal per annum, and that will ramp up to about 30,000 tons of copper metal production in the next 2 to 3 years.
That's obviously not going to struggle for any offtake if we think about all of the developments around the world. So obviously that is a step in the right direction. Hopefully we can get to that output level as soon as possible. Jan, I want to look at yesterday's SENS announcement because that was rather concerning. The company reported to the FSCA that it would like the FSCA to investigate potential breaches of the FMA Act where it relates to the share price and the systemic trading of that share price. Do you want to just tell us about why you brought this to the FSCA's attention and what you're concerned about here?
Yeah, I think just to start off to say, you know, as a management team, we should be more focused on the, you know, we are focused on the operational side and we don't try and manage our share price. But, you know, we do have a care of duty as directors to make sure that the share price isn't manipulated. And over the course of the last 6 to 8 weeks, we've seen trades in the afternoon in a very systemic and systematic way, artificial and deliberate trends in a pattern that has forced the price down. And we're actually not the only company that's been dealing with this. There's a few other junior companies, and we've actually been in contact with one of them today. We're not the only one. So there's definitely entities out there that are artificially and deliberately pushing the share price down. And you know, that is market manipulation and it's a criminal offense. So it is quite serious. And you know, we've picked up a pattern. It's not just one trade or two trades. And as I've said, there's one or two other companies, juniors, that are experiencing the same sort of activity. And they contacted us today after they saw our SENS announcement as well yesterday.
Jan, have you reached out to the JSE or to any one of the other trading clearing houses to try and figure out who's on the other side of the trades?
Yeah, we had a long conversation this afternoon with the JSC, and the JSC obviously is very supportive. They obviously have to run their investigations and then have to make sure that it is market manipulation from their perspective. We have sent letters to some of the trading houses, and some of them have responded and will share the information with us, because a lot of these trades happen in nominee accounts, so we can't really see who the people are behind them. Unfortunately, I must report that there's also one or two of the larger banks, and I won't name them now, that are just refusing to cooperate with us, despite the fact that, you know, it's important that we all root out, you know, this type of activity. So, you know, what we'll do there is we'll, in terms of the Companies Act, they are required to give us this information. If they refuse, the next step will be to get a court order to force them to give us the information. But it's disappointing that everybody doesn't want to work together, you know, to help us root out this evil.
Disappointing it certainly is. Jan, in terms of liquidity on the share, I mean, obviously, as you said, as management, there's some things that are in your control, some things that are not in your control. Have you got any plans or any corporate actions or any announcements around the authorized shares versus the issued shares that might be affecting the market? I'm just trying to get a sense of perhaps traders are seeing that markets are illiquid, or they're taking advantage of the lower liquidity levels of the share at the time, or is it could really be more than that. But what is the company doing from a management perspective to just future-proof this in the event that we do uncover that it is manipulation at the end of it?
Yeah, look, as a management team, our drive should be to do drive the right aspects in the business, and we've done that, and do the right thing for growth. We're also in a very rising copper price market, so you know we should focus on those things, and we understand that people will buy or sell your share, and people will sell it. But there's nothing you know we as a management team can do except if we see this behavior is to report it, and then we'll take the necessary action against those individuals that have manipulated the market.
In terms of necessary action, would it be an extreme case to see Copper 360 potentially consider delisting if this is what it is and it is as severe as we think it is, or is it still too soon to tell?
No, I don't think we will delist. You know, I must tell you, we have had a fantastic experience with the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. And, you know, I picked up the phone this afternoon and spoke to the head of their surveillance team, who was very helpful. Obviously, they've got to go through their process, and we have to respect that as well. But I don't think we'll ever delist, because the corporation from the JSE is fantastic. They support us. They'll do their investigation. And if they also agree that it is market manipulation, then it goes to the Financial Surveillance Authority, and they will take the necessary steps. But I think the company can also reserve its rights in terms of taking its own legal steps against these individuals. And we certainly will do it. You know, it's not our core business to do this, but you know, we have to protect our share price. It is an asset, and where people are manipulating the market unfairly, we will, you know, we don't take that lightly.
One thing I know about Dr. Fourie and her team at the JSE is they will definitely do their best on this. They are good friends of the station, and we have no doubt they will be giving you their best effort to make sure this gets resolved. Hopefully it gets resolved. We'll stay in touch, Jan. I'd love to get a resolution on this when you know more, and we'll always open up whatever we can to assist. We'll leave it at that for now, Jan. Thanks so much for the insights. That's Jan Nelson, CEO of Copper 360, joining me to reflect on the two SENS announcements that they put out in the last 2 days.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.